You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marian Navarro. The San Antonio Spurs held the first of several community conversations last night on their proposed downtown sports and entertainment district, known as Project Marvel. TPR's Joy Palacios reports more than 60 people in attendance were supportive, but did have some concerns.
Monday's meeting was focused on laying out what's known about the sports and entertainment district and what's still in the works. The $1.4 billion arena that would anchor the district could open around 2031. Among the conversations about what residents would like to see are ticket prices that are still affordable and a neighborhood feel. Victor Mendoza, who lives across the street from the district, says that he's concerned about traffic.
Making sure that it's more pedestrian-friendly, accessible for everyone, have more traffic control, parking, obviously. Making sure that we have that available for everyone. And again, just bringing everything, connecting together.
Despite budget constraints at the city and county, Spurs Sports and Entertainment leadership says they'll look in to fill any potential funding gaps that may come up short. The Spurs plan to have at least 10 more public meetings in the coming weeks. I'm Joey Palacios in San Antonio.
And another meeting being held this evening will begin the process of creating the public artwork in the Project Marvel District. Sculptor Bill Fitzgibbons has more.
What's extremely important about developing public art is stakeholder input and also getting some other community aspects to participate in public art, i.e. the Spurs themselves.
The roundtable of local artists will meet tonight at Contemporary at Blue Star starting at 6 p.m. Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate James Tallarico blasted the Trump administration's plan to build a border wall through Big Bend as he unveiled his own border security plan on Monday. TPR's David Martin Davies reports.
During a campaign stop Monday in Terrell County, State Representative Tallarico presented what he described as a common sense border security plan. He said he wasn't entirely opposed to border walls, but the one planned for Big Bend is not needed.
We have to stop this corrupt border wall through Big Bend and focus our resources on physical barriers where they're actually needed.
Tallarico said both parties are not listening to what the people want when it comes to border security, and he was critical of former President Joe Biden.
Because both parties have failed us on the border. I have said that Joe Biden and his administration failed us on our southern border.
Republican Texas Attorney General and U.S. Senate nominee Ken Paxton is hosting a rally in the Valley in McAllen later today, where he will lay out his border security plan. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
While the city of San Antonio is proposing a property tax increase, Bexar County plans to avoid one. The San Antonio Report's Andrea Drush explains why.
They have some cash reserves that they can dip into to solve a revenue gap that maybe some of these other municipalities don't have. And they've also been making some changes along the way to shrink down a budget that grew by $1 billion in a single year during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Drush says some of the biggest questions involve whether the county will continue funding for certain programs once federal pandemic relief dollars run out. This includes mental health programs in schools, mental health crisis teams, and grants for nonprofits like Haven for Hope, the San Antonio Food Bank, and SAM Ministries.
County judges said, we don't want to necessarily balance our budget on the back of nonprofits that are doing more work today than they were during the pandemic. But the grants are set to expire by the end of this year if they don't move them into the budget some other way.
Commissioners are expected to release a proposed budget in August. A final spending plan could be adopted by the end of September. Residents of San Antonio and the Texas Hill Country will need to pay close attention to the weather forecast this week. Rain and flood-prone conditions are expected on and off through Thursday. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports.
A lot of the rain and flooding is expected to come during the morning rush hours or overnight this week. Meteorologist Chris Morris of the National Weather Service says flooded roads and the dark can be a deadly combination.
Some of our bigger floods do happen during the overnight hours. It makes flooding extremely difficult to see. So if anyone's going to be out on the roads during that time frame and they come up to flooded roads, please turn around. Don't drown.
The Weather Service reports most flooding deaths are related to drivers attempting to traverse a flooded road. The rains, flooding, and cloud cover will have some benefits for the region, easing a 7-year drought and bringing temperatures down a little bit for a few days. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Real, Reliable Texas Public Radio.